This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 19th. God's word to you today is the keys. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3, verse 30, and it says, "He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less." Jesus was an equalizer. He came to show man that nobody is better than anybody. In Luke 14, verses 7 to 11, please read, Jesus advised that when you go to a party, do not take the front seat, because someone greater than you can come. Jesus is saying, people are on different levels. When you fail to recognize that, they will humble you and take you to the back where you belong. John 3 verse 30 says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." This is taken from the New King James Version. Your greatness is tied to the person or persons for whom you must decrease. This is huge. Your greatness is tied to the person or persons for whom you must decrease. John the Baptist's greatness was tied to Jesus. As he served Jesus' greatness, his own greatness became secure. Matthew 11 verse 11a says, "I tell you the truth, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Isaiah, Elijah, Moses, Adam, Noah, David, Solomon." Jesus says, of all that have ever lived, no one is greater than John the Baptist. How did John attain that greatness? I must decrease, he must increase. There are people that your job, what heaven requires of you, is to just sit down and intercede for other people to be successful. But it is not fair. Why can't I be the one? Listen, you cannot compete with a fish swimming in the water. People are crafted for different purposes, and you need to get that. Let me try and bring this home. The greatest companies on earth are those who recognize the customers they need to serve and serve them with everything they have. They literally become their servants. Some companies feel they are only called to some certain clients, and for some, it is only the blue chip companies they serve because they are the ones that can pay their bills. So their greatness is tied to serving those companies. There are organizations today that have the potential to be great, but they do not have a culture of service. Service simply means I'm here to do your bidding. If you're a business person, if you want to be great and you want your company to be great, then identify your customers and serve them. If they cough, "Sir, I heard you cough. Here, please take some cough syrup." This may sound funny, but it is what serving means. I'm not saying you should be anybody's boy, but remember, your destiny is tied to who you serve, who you choose to serve, or who you refuse to serve. Enough said. I know it feels like you're drinking from a fire hydrant. While you're still grinding on one thing, another one hits you. I understand that, but you must take these truths, sit with God, and wrestle with them. Know who you are, so that you can know who you are not. Recognize those who are greater than you. Recognize who you must decrease for, because your greatness is tied to that person or persons for whom you must decrease, and to who you choose to or refuse to serve. Let us pray. Father, let these truths that I have learned today indeed become keys in my hands that I will use to unlock the greatness you have stored up for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.